Good morning and greetings in the name of Jesus, our beloved Savior. My beloved Savior, is He your Savior? This morning, I would like to again continue in Daniel 9. And yesterday, I encouraged you to read Daniel 9, chapter 9, verse 3 through 19. And so again, I would like to encourage you to do that and consider the time of Daniel there and the time that we live in, where everything is chaos, the churches are in a mess, the country is chaotic and uncertain, and so let's compare the time that Daniel was living in and what Daniel did about it, and then what we should do about it today. So, my name is Mose, and my phone number is 717-656-9576. Just in case you'd like to get a hold of me, and maybe you have a question. Maybe you have an encouragement for me. Maybe you even have a correction. So, trust I would be open to corrections and whatever God would bring through you. So here we go, and we're talking about the state of our nation. We're talking about the state of our churches. And if I could quote again the it's a saying that I heard from my youth, so the church, so the world. So the church, so the nation, which means that if the church is vibrant, if the church is on fire for the Lord Jesus, then the world will be a better place. The country will be a better place to live in, because we are the salt of the earth. And maybe sometime we should look up that verse where it says that ye are the salt of the earth, and I believe that might be in Matthew, I'm not sure, but I'm not going to take time to look it up now, but maybe I'll try to look it up before tomorrow morning. And ye are the salt of the earth. So what are you doing? What am I doing to be that salt of the earth? It says here in it talks about what Daniel did when he saw the condition of Jerusalem. He saw that it was Jerusalem, the city that he loved, the city of his fathers, the city where God was worshipped, the temple where God was worshipped in the past, and here it was in ruins. And so if we could just compare that with our day, and the churches where God was worshipped. And I think of the revival meetings back in the 50s when George Brunk had many weeks of revival. I think it was 7 weeks of revival meetings in Lancaster, and how that thousands of people came out to hear George Brunk preach. Why did they come out to hear a man? No, they came out to hear God. And you know, God did a mighty work. God did a mighty work back then, because a man cared. A man had a burden. A man had a burden. Do we have burdens today? Do we see our nation? Do we see our churches in ruins? Can we see it for what it really is? Are we worshiping the Lord? Are our churches on fire for the Lord Jesus? Or are we busily going about making money? And I'm not against making money, because we need money. We have to have money in order to survive. And, you know, food. We buy food with money. And so, but what is our primary focus this morning, today? What are we going after? Are we going after the world? Or are we going after Are we going after the holiness of God? God said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Hallelujah. God cares about us, but he wants us to seek him with all of our heart. And here was Daniel, back in the time of Daniel, and he came to God. He fell on his face because of the condition of his homeland, because of the condition of Jerusalem and of the temple. And he fell on his face. And his prayer continues here in verse 8. O Lord, to us belongs shame of face, to our kings, our princes, and our fathers, because we have sinned against you. To the Lord our God belong mercy and forgiveness. Though we have rebelled against him, we have not obeyed the voice of the Lord our God to walk in his laws, which he set before us by his servants, the prophets. Yes, all Israel has transgressed your law and has departed so as not to obey your voice. Therefore, the curse of the oath written in the law of Moses, the servant of God, have been poured out on us because we have sinned against him. Wow. This is Daniel, and he's talking to God, and he's taking the sin of the people upon himself. And he says, we have sinned against our God. Where are we today? Where is the church today? Have we sinned against God? Can I say that we have sinned against God? Or do I just simply say the church is cooling off, the church is falling away? Yeah, ho-hum, you know, I just go on my way. And yeah, I know the church is in bad shape, but that's not my problem. Is that my attitude? That wasn't Daniel's attitude. Daniel says, we have sinned. We have sinned. Daniel takes the sins of the people, and he includes himself in the sin, and he says, we have sinned. He's talking to God, and he says, we have sinned. We have fallen away. Because we have sinned against him. He has confirmed his words, which he spoke against us and against our judges who judged us, by bringing upon us a great disaster. For under the whole heaven, such as has never been done as what has been done to Jerusalem. Jerusalem is in ruins. And would we say that today the church is in ruins, the nation is in ruins? Is there a comparison between the city of Jerusalem and the temple there and the nation, the United States of America, the government? Is there a comparison between these things and our churches? Is there a comparison? Where are we at? So I would encourage you to consider these things. Consider what Daniel did. And, you know, as we read the scripture, that Jerusalem was rebuilt and the temple was rebuilt. But Daniel wasn't alone. Daniel gathered some people around him, and Daniel prayed. Daniel fasted. And I don't know exactly all the details there as far as Daniel and what he did about Jerusalem, the deplorable situation of Jerusalem, but I know one thing. Daniel prayed. Daniel prayed. And Daniel took it upon himself. He took the sins of the people and made it a part of himself, made himself a part of the sins of the people, and he prayed and said, we have sinned, we have fallen. And he prayed to God. And you know, you might think that Daniel was a great man of God, and he was. But in 100 years from now, if God tarries, what will my life, what will people say of my life? Will they say, oh, he was such a great businessman. He was a very successful, financially very successful. Or will they look at my life and say, he was a man of God. He was a man of God that did something. He was a man of God that prayed. 100 years from now, what will people think of you? Will you be completely forgotten? I pray that people can look back, and I know maybe the world won't stand that long, but if it does, and I know people have for many hundreds of years have thought that the world is not going to stand very long, but God wants us to remain faithful. God wants us to continue in the work of God. Continue. He said, go out into all the world and preach the gospel. So, what is your, what are people going to know you for? Are people going to know you for being a prayer warrior? Are people going to know you for being a great man of God? Or will you be this forgotten person that had no impact on society, had no impact upon the church? What do you want? You know, if we just sit back and do nothing, then we will be the forgotten of the land. We will be the nobody, and that's all right to be a nobody as long as we're faithful to God. But you know what? We look back 50 years ago, the impact that George Brunk had on the county of Lancaster, on Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. The impact that God, that George Brunk had, the preaching of the gospel, that that had on Lancaster County. I mean, people went home and they were farming tobacco, and they went home and they plowed down their tobacco fields. Said, it's not right. It's not right. They plowed down their tobacco fields. And the people, their friends and neighbors, they thought they were crazy. What are they doing? Why are they plowing down their tobacco fields? But that's what happens when we turn our heart to God. Then these things of this world grow strangely dim. The things of the world grow strangely dim. They don't matter anymore. It's only the things of God that matter. And God said, God himself, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added unto you. God has promised us. God has promised us life. God has promised us. God has promised to take care of us. If we are not being taken care of, if we suffer, and I know God allows suffering sometimes for a reason. I'm not preaching the prosperity gospel. I'm not preaching a life of ease, but I'm preaching a life that God will take care of me if I preach the kingdom of God, if I have a burden for the lost, and if my primary goal is to make God great, to make God known, and to see the church restored to its former glory, you know, as you consider, and oh my, it's time to quit again. As you consider the book of Isaiah here, I mean the book of Daniel, chapter 9, verse 3 through 19, you might also want to go to Jeremiah and Nehemiah and look at what some of those men did to restore the nation of Israel, to bring them back to God. And what can you and I do to bring our churches back to God? Maybe you're not a preacher, and that's all right, but you can have a burden, and you can have a prayer burden, and you can come to God, and you can, along with Daniel here, you can take the sins of the people upon your shoulders, and you can bring a burden to God, and you can pray. Now, I don't know what it is about prayer, but God wants the prayers of the saints. And it says, talks about in the book of Revelation, it talks about the vials of the saints and the prayers that were gathered into vials and brought to God as a sweet incense to God. Now, I can't fathom that. I don't know what that's all about. But I know God wants and needs the prayers of his people. And God wants and needs a people that are full of the Holy Spirit, ministering, praying, preaching the gospel. Our Heavenly Father, give us that kind of a heart. Give us that kind of a people, dear God. Oh, I pray that each one of the listeners here may get a fresh burden to seek God with all of their heart, and to seek God, to implore the God of heaven for the people, for the churches, for the ruins of the churches, for the ruins of the land. Oh, Heavenly Father, I pray, let the Spirit of God come down in a mighty way. And I just commit it to you, Lord. I ask you to lead us and guide us. Lead the people here that are listening this morning. Give them a burden. Father, we commit it to you in the name of Jesus, our beloved Savior. Again, my phone number is 717-656-9576. God bless you. And come back again tomorrow and see what God has for us tomorrow. And we thank you for joining us here. And just pray that God's will may be accomplished. In the name of Jesus.